Stand firm in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 1 through 9. Peace be with you. This phrase is very familiar to us Christians because every Sunday, as we open our worship service, we always greet each other by saying, "Peace be with you." Furthermore, and more importantly, peace was a greeting from Jesus Christ. If you read John chapter 20, you can find it. When Jesus appeared to his disciples for the first time after the resurrection, he said, "Peace be with you," to his disciples. As a noun, the word peace means freedom from disturbance, quiet and tranquility, or freedom from or the occasion, cessation of war or violence. But at the same time, the word peace is used as a greeting, not only for Christians, but also for all people in general. Even in Korean, our common greeting expression is 안녕하세요, and the word 안녕 means peace. In Hebrew, shalom means peace, and it is used as a greeting too. Actually, we can easily find shalom, peace, in New Testament. Except in 1 John, it appears 92 times throughout the New Testament. And from this, we know a variety means of shalom. But a core meaning of shalom is that God is the foundation of peace, and the peace with Jesus Christ gives us is not same as the world gives. In today's scripture, Philippians chapter 4 verse 1 through 9, peace appears 2 times in verse 7 and 9. And today, I'd like to talk about peace not just as a state of being or a state of mind, but in terms of relationship. Etymologically, the Hebrew word shalom means be sound, complete, and full. And theologically, shalom means a peace that is given from the perfect relationship. God's peace are in a covenantal relationship with God. So, when they fulfill all the terms of the covenant with God, there is shalom in relationship between God and God's people. Furthermore, shalom is given not only from the perfect relationship with God, but also from the perfect relationship with our neighbors and the whole creation. In this sense, what Apostle Paul encouraged us to do in verse 1, stand firm in the Lord, should be understood in the light of restoration of the relationship. Indeed, today's scripture shows us very well about how we stand firm in the Lord as Christians. It shows us not only how we live as Christians, but also how we restore our relationship with God, with our neighbors, and with the whole creation. Basically, stand firm in the Lord is not only our goal of life as Christians, but also the starting point of restoring the relationship with God. As I mentioned before, shalom, which means peace, is given when we have a perfect relationship with God. Originally, humans were in shalom because we were created in the image of God. So we were faultless and perfect, but because of sin, we came to have a broken relationship with God. Our sin led us to lose the image of God in us, so we have to renew it by restoring our relationship with God. For this, Paul urged us to be of the same mind, to rejoice, and to behave appropriately toward others in today's scripture. First, Christians need to have the same mind in the Lord. As we know, today is the big game day of the Green Bay Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings. God has taught Kuko and me how difficult it is to be in the middle. When we lived in Kenosha, we saw many fans of Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears. Now, in here, God put us in the middle again between Packers and Vikings. Actually, when I was a seminary student in Illinois, I was a fan of the Chicago Cubs. But Kuko was a fan of the Brewers. One day, we went to Miller Park to watch the game, and it was the first time for me to watch the game at the stadium. And it was between Brewers and Cubs. By accident, we caught one of the Brewers' foul balls. So I thought that God may want me to have the same mind with Guko in the Lord. So I changed my mind from Cubs to Brewers. For Christians, our goal is one and only. It is Christ Jesus. There is no other way in the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only way, only truth, and only life for us. Secondly, Christians need to rejoice in the Lord always. It does not mean a superficial cheerfulness, but a deep joy in what God has done in Christ Jesus and is continuing to do through the saints and us. Rejoice in the Lord not only means an emotional experience, but also deep and lasting joy. It not only derives from the Lord, but also shared by those who live in Him. Life does not always lead us to rejoice, but Paul encouraged us to rejoice even in the situation of sadness, difficulty, loss, and trial. And he showed how we always rejoice in the Lord. Although Paul was in prison, he wrote the Romans and Philippians. He was convinced that everything worked together for good, so he urged people to rejoice. Even in prison, he rejoiced because of Jesus Christ and rejoiced in the Lord. Also, the prophet Habakkuk confessed in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18 that though the fig tree does not blossom and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no herd in stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will exult in God of my salvation. Thirdly, Christians need to be gentle toward everyone. For those who don't know or believe Jesus Christ, our words and actions are considered as a reflection of Jesus Christ. As it is written in Matthew 25 verse 40, "Whenever you did it for any of my people, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did it for me." Through what we do and how we do it, people can see who Jesus Christ is. Fourthly, Christians do not need to worry about anything but pray about everything with thankful hearts. We may think that prayer is a very passive action, but it is very faithful and active action for Christians. Because by praying, we not only leave our anxiety and concern to God, but also urge God to work directly in us. Christians pray because we believe that God is with us and hears our prayers. God is greater and bigger than any problems. God offers a prize for those who seek God. One of the Korean hymns that I really like asks, "Why are we worried though we could pray?" Although we could pray, we are easily anxious and worried first, and even about the things outside of our control. To be anxious and to be worried is like to bear a heavy burden. Anxiety and worry disable us from going forward, and they just keep us stuck in the middle of the problem. In Luke chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus said, "Who among you by worrying can add a single moment to your life? If you can't do such a small thing, why worry about the rest?" Lastly, Christians need to keep doing the things that we have learned and received and heard and seen. We may think that we need to do something new to stand firm in the Lord. However, we have already learned, received, heard, and seen a lot, sufficiently. Now is time to act. We already know what we need to do as Christians, but we do not follow and live it out. Remember, no action means no change. No action means no faith. After I shared about how we divided our house chores, many people cheered Guko and spoke for him. So Guko suggested to me that we need to newly divide our house chores. Guess what I did for him? This time, I read him this verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness to be known to everyone. Lord is near. And I told him, good for you, Goko. Your gentleness is already known to every church member. Rejoice in the Lord always. For this week, I would like to encourage you to practice what Apostle Paul urged us to do to stand firm in the Lord. Have the same mind. Rejoice always. Be gentle to everyone. Don't worry, but pray with thankful hearts. And keep doing what God wants you to do. Then you will have a freedom of peace and find true shalom in your relationship with God, with people around you, and with the whole creation. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let us stand firm in the Lord by being of the same mind, always rejoicing, being gentle to everyone, not worrying but praying, and doing what we already know. Praise God. Amen.